Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. Hello, and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We are live in the studio today with Guy Curtis from LFCC's Workforce Solutions, and we're going to learn stuff today.
Yeah, me too, as well. Yeah, we're here.
Well, you're not going to learn that much because you just realized you left your phone in the car.
That's
so
right.
You're limited in your access to information right now.
I'm missing an arm or something right now.
And poor Carlene, she's like, do you want to run back out to the car and get it? Because I would be in hives by now if I realized 2 minutes in...
I can disconnect for at least a half hour. I'm good.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You're my new hero, yeah, because I definitely couldn't. So I'm excited because Carlene Hurdle is back. She is their corporate training director for LFCC Workforce Solutions, and we're going to talk about Fast Forward, which we've talked about several times, but this time we're going to have a little bit of a different focus, right?
Right. Our Fast Forward program, for those who don't know, is a great credential-funded program by the state of Virginia. The community college system has... afford the opportunity for the non-credit courses that we offer at the college, a way to incentivize folks to get into some of these high-demand areas. And we've had some tremendous success. There's been stories of individuals in manufacturing, construction trades, IT, healthcare, and even some of our transportation programs have tremendously benefited from the Fast Forward programs. And individuals like Ed Breeden, for example, he's a gentleman who was a dislocated worker, got his GED through our ABE program at the college, and found his way to our MT1 program, which is a Fast Forward-based program. And now he's making more disposable income. He's got a better schedule. There's other individuals like Keisha Smith. She's a phlebotomy technician who got her program done through us through Fast Forward. She actually paid only $96 for her course because Fast Forward also comes with a financial assistance package. And she was a single mother who was homeless. And so just a tremendous opportunity. She was one of those Alice individuals looking for a way out and finding a better career. And she got her program done through us through Fast Forward. And we've had some other different audiences too, not just an older adult who's looking to find their way, but younger audiences like Jonathan Vigil from our Prince William County and Fauquier County cohort we did for high schoolers. That's a Fast Forward program for heavy equipment operator, and Jonathan is now working full-time for a company in Northern Virginia. And then lastly, a local grad, Bradley Cute, he was another individual who took our Fast Forward program in CompTIA, and he is now working for a federal contractor in Luray after an awesome guaranteed interview program, and that is all wrapped around Fast Forward. And so we want to talk about how we've talked about how successful those individuals are, but the businesses who are benefiting directly from these individuals coming out with the right skills is benefiting them tremendously. So we want to give more light to what businesses can do with Fast Forward themselves, not only receiving the dedicated pipeline of qualified staff, but they have the opportunity to engage Fast Forward themselves.
Because that's the key. I mean, at this point, you're doing a great job of getting the people into the programs to learn the different skill sets, but it's a workforce development thing where these businesses need to know what their next steps are and what do they have in place in order to bring these people on board when they've graduated with this credential and have this skill set.
Right. And what we're seeing is that this... this setup where you would just hire directly from the program, and companies looking for folks that have the credentials or have the skills isn't providing a big enough pipeline to satisfy the need. So what we're advocating for, and what I think our messaging is to employers, is that this fast forward tuition funding that's available to individuals extends to companies. So if you wanted to set up an internal training program and send your high potential employees through one of our credential programs to get those skills, the state will still pick up 2/3 of the tuition on behalf of that individual. So the company could pick up the 1/3. So it just makes the programs incredibly affordable for a company. In other words, there's really no way they could even stand up their own program for what they're paying in the 1/3 tuition. So I think our message to employers is, hey, did you know that fast forward tuition funding, while it, yes, it's intended to pay for the individual, you as a third party can pay only the 1/3 of that tuition piece and start to build the talent within your own organization and grow your talent and satisfy some of those needs. Because really, the unskilled positions within a company are always the easier ones to fill. But then, you know, how do you spark that, you know, that creativity and that development to grow your own workforce and have sort of a pathway or a succession plan within your organization? I think we got away from that. At one time, you know, people stayed with a company for a really long time and they were developed, and we kind of got away from that. And now we have this skills gap. I think everyone acknowledges that. And I think businesses are struggling to fill that gap. And we're just saying, hey, put a little bit of skin in the game. It's not going to cost you that much.
And it makes so much more sense to use the employees you already have.
Absolutely.
Those that have been with you, those that already at least understand the functionality and the basics of your company, and just train them into this skill set that you're going to need them to do. Doesn't mean you're not going to hire new people coming out of the fast forward programs, but it's going to be a whole lot easier to use what you've got and bring them to the next level.
Absolutely. And you know what else we're seeing that I think is just very interesting? And, you know, we talk to employers all the time, and there's Gartner reports and lots of research to support this. But for the first time ever, we're now seeing that people are making decisions about where they're going to work based more on development opportunities than on actual pay. So it is becoming...
So it's not just in radio.
right. But it actually becomes a way to compete against other organizations when you can't compete on pay. And with the fast forward program and being able to only pay 1/3 of the tuition to get people skilled, I mean, it's just a win-win.
And it makes sense, too, because you hear a lot about the millennials and some of these kids that are just coming out of high school, and they're not necessarily, they want to make good money, but they also want to have freedom to work sometimes when they want to work, to travel, to do these other things. And at the same time, in an aging workforce, they may want to spend more time with grandkids. They may want to be able to have a little bit of flexibility to go home at 5 o'clock and turn everything off. So it really does appeal, you know, being able to say, hey, I've got this great development opportunity. It's going to make me better, even if it doesn't necessarily come with an increase in pay.
Right. And so it becomes an attraction strategy for attracting new individuals, but it also becomes a very powerful retention strategy for companies to continually skill their workforce and put them into, you know, higher and higher skilled positions.
So what kind of companies are we talking about? Are these office-related companies? Are these, you know, electrical engineers? Are these heating and air conditioning? What types of businesses can most take advantage of this?
We offer, correct me if I'm wrong, Guy, about 18 different credential programs currently. We may be up to 20 now. We just added some additional ones. But it's really across industries, to answer your question. It's healthcare, it's IT, it's trades, it's construction. I mean, we could list... probably at least half of them.
Manufacturing
out,
as well, and also transportation with our CDL program too. So there's, I think the other thought of it as well is the employers need to take ownership of this effort, and I think a lot of them have. They're realizing it's going to be hard for people to just show up to my doorstep to apply for the job that I have open today, but they have to do some kind of recruitment effort, you know, to really showcase why it's good to work for them, and also find ways to work with that workforce, like Carlene was saying earlier, that that frontline staff or that entry-level position, they've shown some dedication to the company. How can I develop that person and retain them long-term? Because obviously the return on investment's greater if you can keep an employee versus losing them to a competitor or some other industry. So that we know a lot of employers are thinking that way, but they're just like, how can I really get started? And I think it's where we kind of come in and provide that solution with the funding and dedicated credentials that those employers need, but also the just the additional assessment, if you will, or understanding, here's the resources that you're going to need and here's how we can support you. So really having that different opinion or thought of rather being someone internally, we can provide that outward look to kind of say, hey, this is things that we can recommend and right. provide a solution to you as an organization, because that's also part of our corporate training delivery. In addition to some of these training programs, we can really custom tailor an approach and assess your organizational needs to get your company off to the right direction, whether it's customer service, HR, leadership, but the funding piece for a lot of these skilled credential programs, I think that's where that kicker, the mindset is, oh, I need to start that myself. Mm-hmm. We need to develop something internally.
Which is expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
And like you said, you don't know where to start. I mean, it's also difficult, I would guess, for a business owner who's run a particular business for a lot of years a certain way, and now they're seeing, wait, I'm going to have to make some changes, but I don't know what those changes are. I don't know where to start to make those changes. I don't know who's going to help me to implement them. You answer all of those questions.
Right. And I think that's where we become the trusted partner, because we are constantly updating our curriculum. We partner with national organizations to issue these credentials. We purchase the equipment using grant funding and all sorts of other state-funded sources that companies just frankly wouldn't have access to. So to be able to stand up, you know, one of these training programs internally could be extremely cost prohibitive. And here we have a turnkey solution, and we're offering it to you at a third of the cost of the tuition. And so it really does take a lot of that years of front loading of creating your own training program, and we have already done all of that work for you. So you just send your folks to us, and we can even do, you know, we talk about having some of these programs already scheduled out in open enrollment programs that you can find in our catalog. But if a company has a need for a specialized cohort, or, you know, to send us a group of folks that they would like to have trained as one group, we can do that. We can set that up. We can customize different pieces of it. And then they still get the credential. So it really does provide that turnkey solution.
And the cool thing that I've learned just from all the conversations with Guy is credentials typically are a whole lot faster. They're obviously a lot less expensive than degrees. You don't necessarily need degrees for everything now. It's not your grandmother's college education anymore. And it saves on time, which then equates to saving on money.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of them are short-term in nature. A lot of the credential programs, I think the shortest one we have, if for example, you had a logistics or some kind of transportation company that needs individuals to get their CDL B or A or whatever, you know, 20 days or even 15 days, I believe, for the B license. So some of the programs could be done in a short period of time in a condensed manner, or over weeks of periods over time that is conducive to that employee's schedule. So if you do have a workforce that needs to be on the front lines of doing X, wherever they are in their position of the company, we have training solutions that could provide something in the evenings and the weekends. Larry, unfortunately, has been, the midnight hours of training staff or getting off a shift that makes the most sense for those who are getting off. So as far as delivering that, we have a lot of, customizable options for those employers to consider, and not have to remove those individuals from the front lines.
Let's take a break. When we come back, can we walk through maybe some examples? I know that Carlene, you were writing some things down about some specific companies,
right,
and kind of say, this is how this started, this is what we did, this is what it turned into, and here's where they are now. Can we do that when we come back?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do all of that when we come back. It is LFCC Workforce Solutions Day here in the studio. We are live with Guy Curtis. He is with LFCC Workforce Solutions. Carlene Hurdle is also here. She is their corporate training director. I am Janet Michael. This is The Valley Today. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is attorney Suzanne Herskowitz. We've all heard the phrase, where there's a will, there's a way. Take that phrase and apply it to yourself. When you make time to connect your will to your final wishes, you're making sure that what happens is what you want. The state has a will for you, even if you don't have one for yourself. Should you pass without a will or trust, your assets will be divided according to the state's guidelines, not based upon what you or your family wants or needs. When you hire Attorney Suzanne Herskowitz, you get me. You'll never meet with an assistant because you and your family are worth my complete and undivided attention. I'm licensed in Virginia, West Virginia, and even Florida. I also focus on business law, real estate, and elder issues. To find me, just look in the Yellow Pages or search Suzanne Herskowitz online. I won't make you spell my last name, but my first name is spelled S-U-Z-A-N, just like it sounds, Suzanne. Let's make sure where there's a will, there's a way applies to you. Visit SuzanneHerskowitz.com and make an appointment.
Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We are live in the studio today with Guy Curtis from LFCC Workforce Solutions. Carlene Hurdle is here with him. She is their corporate training director. We've been talking about the Fast Forward program, and I mentioned at the top of the show that we've talked about that several times, but this is kind of a little bit more employer-focused, because that's as important in these credentials, is having the employers understand that they can get some of the same financial benefits that the students can get that are actually going through the program.
Right, right. And as I said earlier, you know, these are turnkey programs, so this is very little investment on the part of the employer. They simply pay the one-third price of the tuition, and we provide the training. And in some cases, we provide the training at our location, or we can, depending on the equipment and everything, bring it on site. But I think what is really important about that and what we were talking about on the break is that we've always understood that there's a huge population of underemployed folks who need to better their situation in life. Mm-hmm. But we've never really had a way to identify them. They don't seem to self-identify. The United Way did this fantastic study a few years ago and named them ALICE, which is really just an acronym for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. And it's what we grew up calling the working poor.
Yes.
And, you know, in many cases, these folks want to be loyal to their employers, but in order to better themselves, they typically have to seek employment elsewhere. So what we're saying is, if you want to keep them local and you want to keep them engaged and employed, invest a little bit in them. And you'll reap huge rewards in terms of retention. And you can start to kind of turn the tide on some of this, outbound commuting that folks end up having to do to find those higher paying jobs.
And that ultimately makes the entire community stronger, because when you have people who are living in a community, working in a community, they're shopping in a community, they're going to school here, it just makes the entire community better. And then ultimately that comes back as a good thing for the employer as well.
Right. I mean, it's an economic development strategy. It's a workforce development strategy. And it really does keep our communities healthy and whole. And this gives employers the ability to play in that space. I mean, we know that fast forward programs are the fastest proven way out of poverty. Guy at the top of the show talked about some very specific mm-hmm. examples. And we've even seen it within companies. We had a fantastic heavy equipment operator cohort this same time last year, actually, come all the way up from Southern Virginia and send 7 of their laborers up to us for an intensive 2-week session where we trained them to be heavy equipment operators, and they went back and received pay raises, and they're now operating equipment, and that company sings our praises. And you mean, my goodness, they're not even here. They actually they actually sent their guys up and put them up in hotels and made a nice investment in developing them, because they are so shorthanded. But again, these are folks who exhibited, you know, the work ethic that was needed for that company, and they were a cultural fit, but they just needed to be upskilled, and we were able to do that in 2 short weeks.
And that's even better for companies that are local, that are just down the road in Winchester.
Absolutely.
Or just up the road in Luray. And I'm probably getting that backwards. My husband always yells at me that I say up or down in the wrong directions. And so I started just saying over, but then apparently that wasn't right either. But it does make sense, because if you are local, this is an even better bonus program for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, you know, this is a turnkey program. So, we're really excited about it. We have seen, even on a statewide success level, that Fast Forward really is making a difference for that ALICE population.
So walk me through an example. You just kind of gave one with the company that sent their employees here to be trained. Pull a program and kind of walk me through if somebody is in a particular industry, heating and air conditioning, for example, and they have staff that they want, would they want them to maybe train up for a particular skill set? I mean, how does that work if they say, hey, this is who we are and we need, what would they need and what could you do?
So in the skilled trades, it's a slightly different because we operate those as apprenticeship programs. So what that would do is if the company wanted that person to receive some additional training. So we divide up our HVAC into four levels. So depending on what their experience level is, we could put them into one of those four levels and get them skilled up. And at the same time, they're accruing their OJT or their on-the-job training hours that are needed to get them to that journeyman or master licensing. So that in that particular case, it's extremely important to those companies to utilize this. It's called the related training or, isn't that what they call it? The related training that wraps into their licensure. So that's how it would work for a company like that. I can give you another example. We worked with an asphalt paving company. All they really knew is that they had a need for folks within their organization that could replace motors. That was their issue. And we brought out our subject matter expert and we spent some time with them and went through and designed an industrial electrical basics program. And what we found was when we trained them on how to troubleshoot and other things, they were no longer having to replace motors because they understood what was causing the motors to burn out in the first place. So it's and I mean, they just absolutely cannot tell you what the return on investment was for that for them because they now have the internal skilled folks who can do that and who are doing more preventative work rather than triaging disastrous situations.
And it makes sense, too, because it's one of those things where you can customize a program. Like in their particular case, they knew what their problem was, but it could be that there's a company out there that needs something taken care of that you already have a program for.
Right. And we can always work backwards from, you know, from whatever their pain point is and provide the turnkey solutions, to solve those problems. And in this case with Fast Forward, so much of that work has already been done. And we talked, we're spending some time talking about construction, and trades. But I mean, this applies to our IT certifications. And right now, cybersecurity is in everything. Guy mm-hmm. mentioned manufacturing. And there's so many opportunities, I think, now for companies to be vulnerable to cyber attacks in ways they never even imagined. And so these IT credentials can help upskill some folks within your organization. If that becomes a focus area, we have the programs to get them those credentials.
And healthcare was another one that, Guy, you mentioned earlier. That's a huge one as well.
Healthcare, obviously, yes. That's kind of naturally booming in this area just because of the nature of health and so forth. But, that's an area that and also the other areas, too. One thing we have mentioned in the past is that a lot of these programs do reflect the direct needs of our employers. Mm-hmm. So we have added two other programs recently, an Amazon Web Services IT credential, and also our CDLB course is also another Fast Forward credential. So in the future, as things progress, we don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet, but there are some additional thoughts that we have towards our manufacturing programs. Those are continually advancing. So the thought is we may have additional credentials down the road. So I think that's another part, too. If we have an employer or two or multiple ones that we see that they're lacking the skills they want to develop their staff for, we will continue to look at ways to incorporate those programs and, of course, try to find the way to do it through Fast Forward. So it's another opportunity that just because once we have the 18 or so, 20 or credentials we have now, we may have five or six more.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're capped out.
Right.
And I think that's one of the major benefits of what your program does is that you really can kind of tweak and turn and add things. And you're very much working with the companies and the businesses in this area, which we talked about earlier, is so important for people who don't want to get in the car and drive an hour and a half, sit in traffic to get to a job.
Absolutely. And just back to that point, I was just thinking as far as the economic development effort and having local employers invest their own people and being part of that initiative of reverse commuting back to our area, that some of the wages that I've seen that we've seen through Fast Forward have been as low as 12% increases once they've gotten a credential, but as high as 47%.
Wow.
So thought of almost doubling your salary and your position and helping your local employees and keeping them in our local region is just tremendous for the economic environment. So the thought is these are great affordable programs, and it's just a no-brainer when it comes to trying to establishing and developing your own workforce.
So what would be the first step if an employer is listening now and they're thinking, I had no idea that I could do something specific to my company or to my staff? Where do they start? Do they go to the website? Do they reach out to you individually? What is the next step?
Well, I think the custom approach of it, if they're wanting to develop their own program, Carlene would be a great resource. She could help, sit down with that industry expert, the content specialist, and trying to figure out what are those pain points and issues that you're trying to work through. But simply, if those who are just simply browsing just to kind of get their initial interest, our website's a good place to go, lsccworkforce.com/fast, which gives a nice little overview video of the program. And it's forward facing for the individuals that we're trying to recruit and help with that pipeline that they need. But there's more information we can share with once we eventually meet and connect. So giving us a call, connecting with Carlene would be a great first start.
And I think that's a great perspective, too, because a lot of times if you're an employer, you kind of sometimes know the people that you need more so than you may know necessarily the skill set or what their job is going to be. So being able to go to the website and see, okay, these are the people they're looking for. Those are the people I need. You can kind of work backwards from there and then reach out and say, how do I get these people? What do I need? What kind of programs do you need to help me put together?
Absolutely. Yes.
So in any open houses, anything like that coming up? Because I know normally you've got something going on.
We do have a few things coming up. Actually, we have a heavy equipment operator open house on April 16th. There's a few other open house sessions and events that we're going to be promoting very soon. But because of the local environment right now with the coronavirus, we're not quite sure a few events that are happening the next few weeks. But stay tuned for those. But as far as coming out to some of those sessions and events, we have those in early April and June, and we'll have those announced around the Fast Forward program. So take a look at our website, and our catalog for the spring-summer will be featuring some of those events too.
And we're always happy to come out and meet face-to-face. And sometimes it's really meaningful, I think, to have those conversations and just have employers express to us what their issues are, what are their pain points. And really, I mean, we understand our programs probably, better than anybody could by going through the website, but we can start to match up solutions for them and we have a competency plan that we can go through and map out what would a level one, what would a level two, and really help to fashion that career pathway within those organizations. And we're happy to do that.
Because sometimes you don't know what you don't know,
absolutely.
And you got to have a starting point to at least get that base knowledge.
Right. And it's a great way, too, if you're looking for some mechanism to convert part-time to full-time employees, to have some succession or some sort of a career pathway plan internally, some developmental plan that you can roll out to your employees. And we've done infographics, we've done all sorts of things to even help with those efforts to rally around a company who's looking to upskill their folks and really implement a development plan internally.
So what's the website one more time?
To find out about Fast Forward, lfccworkforce.com/fast. And so that would be a great first start, or even /corporate to kind of get connected with some of our corporate training programs where Carlene can be in contact with you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming. I've learned more like I do every single month when you come. I appreciate
Wonderful.
It. We are going to wrap up today's episode. We have been in the studio chatting with LFCC Workforce Solutions. Guy Curtis has been here along with Carlene Hurdle. She is their corporate training director. I am heading out this afternoon to record tomorrow's show. I'm going to be talking with Susan from Niblins about their Winchester Whip. They just had round one of their cooking contest. All the proceeds benefit Fremont Street Nursery. Round two is going to be in a couple of weeks, so she's going to give me all of the details for that. So I hope you will make plans to meet me back here just a few minutes after noon tomorrow. I'll have that show all teed up and ready to go. Guy, Carlene, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Janet.
We will meet you back here tomorrow. And I totally did not look at my time, so now I have like 10 seconds left. So I'm going to say go sign up for our email. Go over to our Facebook page, click the sign up button underneath of our cover photo on Facebook, and get on our email list. We are sending all kinds of cool emails out, and I want to add your name to that list. Meet you back here tomorrow.